Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're diving into a really focused idea. It comes from a source called Strengths Define, Weaknesses Inform, and we're zooming in on just one part. Own your weaknesses, but let your strengths lead the way. The main point. It's pretty direct, maybe even a bit. Well, not how we usually think. It basically says, look, knowing your weaknesses, super important, self-awareness. But your work, what you actually do and show people, that should mainly show off your strengths, not the other way around. So our mission today is to really unpack that. Like, what's the actual difference between knowing you're weak somewhere and letting that weakness sort of run the show? And why is the source saying, nope, strengths first, especially in your work? We want to connect this to things like, hashtag corporate life, general hashtag life experience, maybe some core hashtag life lessons. See what it means for you.
Yeah, it's one of those distinctions that sounds simple, but it really changes things, how effective you are, maybe even how tired you get. The source isn't saying ignore your weaknesses, not at all. You need to know them to grow. But the interesting part is the argument about where you focus your energy, what leads. It suggests it doesn't have to be about fixing flaws all the time. It could be about using what's already strong.
Like, okay, maybe you put off paperwork, admin stuff. Owning that is one thing. Letting it lead, that's like missing deadlines because of it, or maybe avoiding jobs with any admin.
Exactly. And the source kind of pushes back on that. It says, okay, you own the procrastination issue. Maybe you find ways around it, systems, whatever. But your main focus, delivering great work where you are strong, strategic thinking, maybe, creative stuff, you just don't let that admin struggle define your whole performance or who you are professionally.
Okay, that makes sense. So why is that focus on strength so critical according to this source? Is it just about doing a better job, or is there something more?
Well, it seems to be about more than just the output, yeah. Always working from a place where you feel weak, that's just draining. It keeps you thinking about what's missing, that deficit mindset. But when you operate from strength, that's usually energizing. You're using your natural talents. It's more sustainable, probably more impactful too. It shifts the focus, from what you lack to the resources you actually have.
Yeah, I can totally see that in hashtag corporate life. Sometimes people get stuck, right? Defined by one weakness someone noticed, or they hold themselves back, afraid a weakness might get, exposed.
Precisely. And the source seems to imply that for you and maybe the whole team or company, the main story needs to be about strengths. In a team, maybe that means setting up roles so people mostly use their best skills. You manage the weaknesses, or maybe partner up with someone who's strong where you're not. It's about boosting the group's strength, not just covering individual weak spots.
And that hooks right into hashtag life experience, doesn't it? Over time, you learn what you're good at, what you struggle with. So the lesson here seems to be try and steer towards work, towards situations where you're mostly using those strengths. Again, not denying the struggles, but choosing what defines your contribution.
It's a fundamental hashtag life lesson, really. Are you living a life that's mostly about carefully avoiding your limits? Or one built on confidently using what you do best? The source definitely leans towards the second one for real impact and maybe even happiness. So boiling it down, the source is pretty clear. Own the weaknesses. Yes, self-awareness demands it. But effectiveness, impact, energy. That comes from making sure your strengths lead the way in what you actually do and present. And this really prompts a reflection for you, the listener. Think about your work, your projects right now. Are you mainly focused on showing your strengths, leveraging those? Or have your weaknesses, even though you acknowledge them, sort of accidentally become the main narrative, setting the limits? Now, this perspective we've been digging into, it comes from a specific context mentioned in the source. It's presented as part of Rupesh Dilse. And the source explained that phrase means Rupesh from heart. So these are insights, thoughts from Rupesh Jain, based on his own personal life experience. This idea comes from that very personal place. So maybe a final thought to leave you with. What difference would it make, practically speaking, in your tasks tomorrow if you deliberately decided to showcase just one key strength? What might that actually look like in action?